Welcome to the Closeted Soul Podcast. I'm your host, Shalee. This podcast is all about exploring the depths of your soul. We dive deep into spiritual concepts and tools that we can utilize in the physical world to really navigate life. So join me and so many others on this insane journey of self-discovery, and let's learn and grow in both the spiritual and physical world together. Hello to all my fellow weirdos out there who are just as much obsessed with the spiritual world as I am. Welcome to or welcome back to the Closeted Soul Podcast. Thank you so much for being here today. I am so excited for this episode because it's all about the law of attraction and manifesting. Now, this is like a hot topic in the spiritual community, and it's often like people's gateway drug into the world of spirituality. But the law of attraction is so fucking powerful, and it's so awesome that as humans, we have this available to us. Like, we can literally bring anything that we desire into fruition. So it's so important to learn about and to understand how it works. So for this week's episode, to teach us all about the law of attraction and manifesting, we welcome Alexa to the podcast. Now, Alexa has such an awesome understanding on manifesting. The way that she explains it is so fucking powerful, so understandable, and, you know, grounded as well. So we can really learn to apply these things in our physical and human lives, which is awesome. So I love her fun approach to this world. I'm excited for you guys to hear her speak, and I'm just going to keep this introduction short and sweet because I really enjoy this episode and I want you guys to just get straight into it. So, as always, if you enjoy the episode, if you enjoy the podcast, don't forget to give it a rate and review in iTunes or Apple Podcasts. Reach out to me or Alexa on Instagram. That is where we hang out. The info on our Instagram handles is all in the bio, but my Instagram handle is at Closeted Soul and hers is at Alexa Winky. And it is an honor to actually hear from you guys and to hear your insights and your downloads and all of that good stuff. So don't forget to share it on your socials, only if you feel called to, of course, or definitely reach out to us. We love to hear from you. So without further ado, let's welcome Alexa to the podcast. Hi, Alexa, and welcome to the Closeted Soul Podcast. So honored for you to be here today. Before we get into anything, I would love if you could introduce yourself to the listeners and just explain a little into what it is you do.
Awesome. Thank you. First, I want to say thank you for inviting me on this podcast. You are popping my podcast cherry today. I hope that's okay that I say that.
Yes, no, I love it. Okay. Topping your cherry, that's okay, so funny.
So I just want to say thank you for inviting me on here. I am so excited to do this, and I'm so excited to do it with you. So my name is Alexa. I am a move and manifestation coach. I help women who feel stuck learn to manifest money, time, and internal freedom. I help them learn to rewrite their limiting beliefs that they're struggling with and train their subconscious mind to manifest their desire.
That's so good. I'm excited to get into all of that because this episode's going to be all about manifestation. I've spoken about it a bit with my own experience, but I'm excited to have a coach on here just to give us the ins and outs of manifesting, because it's so cool that we even have that ability as humans to do that. And not many people talk about it. So yeah, I'm excited to get into it. But before we do, because this is the Closeted Soul Podcast, I ask all my guests, when did you first come out of the spiritual closet?
That's a great question. And I have to kind of say, I've really kind of always been out of it. Since I was a little kid, I loved the thought of the spiritual woo-woo, witchy kind of thing. I just was obsessed with it as a kid. I used to watch like movies and I was like, yes, I'm going to make spells and everything like that. And I think really my first like dip, not even into the manifestation world, but more of the spiritual world, was actually my cousin who had passed. And she was 5 years old. I was 12. We were really, really close. And her favorite color was the rainbow. She just loved all the colors. And like, that was so significant in her life. And it was something significant for me when we were growing up together. and she had passed in December. And 2 months later was February, was my birthday. And here in Canada, it snows in February and it's cold. And the morning of my 12th birthday, I woke up and my mom was driving me to school and there was a giant rainbow on this beautiful sunny day in February in winter where we never see rainbows. So this was 2 months after she had passed and I just knew in that moment that that was her talking to me. And so that kind of just opened the floodgates to the spiritual world. And I was like, oh my God, like I get chills still talking about it. And like my mom was like, oh my God, like that's her. She even knew, you know, she pointed it out. And I was like, what? This is like 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm like that tired teenager. Like, I'm sorry, what did I just see? Like a rainbow on a beautiful sunny day in the middle of winter. So like that kind of solidified it. And then fast forward to 5 years ago, I was kind of just in a very dark place. I didn't like who I was. I was very depressed. I was going through the same emotion every single day. I would wake up miserable, go to work miserable, come home from work. I would like just lie down on the couch, eat Cheetos, stuff my face. And if it was the weekend, I was being blackout drunk. I did not want to feel anything. I was just like, oh, like sick of everything. And then I don't know exactly what moment, but it was just like, I'm fucking done with this. I'm done with blacking out every weekend and like going to work miserable when there was really no reason for me to be miserable. I just hated the cycle I was going in. And I felt like, I had my career. I had finished school. I had my career. I'm like, this is it. This is my life. Like I have to wake up, go to work and come home and do this over and over again. Like, no, I don't want this. And then I started reading manifestation books and law of attraction and personal development. And that's when it really started to like tie in for me. And I was like, okay, like threw away the bottle. Like I still drink sometimes, but obviously not blackout drunk. But yeah, I just started making better choices. And it first started with working out, but then I still kind of felt like I needed more than just working out. And then I started working on the mindset and then everything just started to shift like so quickly. And I was like, oh my God, things started coming into my life. And I was like, I started working at this new job. I started meeting new people, like everything that I desired started coming in flowing. And I was like, what just happened here? And then I dove even deeper. I started following people on Instagram and I was like, I love this. I love this. Like just changing my mindset had totally like switched things and things started to flow and just attract me. And I was like, I want to do more of this. Like, and then because I felt so good, I was like, I want other people to do this. I want other people to see the potential in themselves. Growing up, I often heard that I was stupid. Like, you're never going to get anywhere. I remember applying to schools, not even knowing I was applying to schools. Like there was like a day at school and my teacher's like, put us in a room. They're like, okay, apply to your school. And I was like, wait, what? What are we doing today? Like I had no idea. I was not even aware. I was not included. And my mom, bless her soul, I love her. I remember our applications came back in the mail to see if we were accepted or not. And I got out of the car. My mom was in there. My boyfriend was with me at the time. I got out of the car to get the mailbox. And I didn't know it at the time. My boyfriend told me this after. He's like, when you went to go get your mail, your mom said to me, you'll never get into school. And I was like, what? Yeah. He's like, yeah, she doesn't think you can do it. Anyways, I ended up getting accepted. And I was like, I'm not going to school. Like, I don't want to. I'm going to take another year in high school and do another year of work and whatever. And my mom forced me to go to school and I ended up going to college. I drank my face off, failed a whole bunch of courses. Yeah. Partied the whole time. And then I quit because I was like, this is not what I want to do. Like, and it was like a big wake up call. Like, someone was controlling my life and I never got to decide what I wanted to do. And then that went on. And then I went back to school for something else. I'm like all over the place here. I'm sorry, but went back to school and took something else, which again was for my mom. My mom was like, oh, go become a teacher. Like, you'll get benefits, great pay, and it'll be amazing. So I did that and I started working as a teacher. And I was like, again, this is not what I wanted to do. And like, people could tell. I just walk into work, shoulders down, shrugging. And it wasn't until like one day I just like snapped and I was like, I'm done with this. I'm done with people controlling my life. I have to make these decisions for myself if I truly want to be happy. And so that was 5 years ago that I made this realization. And then ever since then, things just started to flow into my life. And I want people to realize you make the decisions in your life. Nobody else, even if they try to control you, you can say no and you can do it for yourself. And it's worth so much more for you to do it for yourself, because this is what I teach in my courses is like, you know exactly what you need. You know exactly what you want. You know exactly the answers. It's inside of you. Nobody can make that decision for you. And if they are, I bet you 100%, you're going to feel it. You're going to feel tight. You're going to feel like stressed. You're going to feel worried. And you're like, oh, why? Okay, I'll do it anyways, because like my parents say it's the best thing for me, or my teacher says it, or my best friend says it. You know, they give me the advice and I should do it. I'm telling you now, if it doesn't feel good when someone tells you something to do, then your answer is right there. Don't do it. It will feel good. You'll be like open, you'll be released, and go and do that thing. I'm telling you, it is the best decision you'll ever make. It might feel uncomfortable, but it will be the best decision and it will lead you in the best direction possible, better than you've ever imagined.
I relate so much to everything you just said. The entire time you were speaking, I was like, yes, that was me. Our stories correlate so much. It's so funny. First of all, I want to go back to the start of your story when you said the rainbow and you felt like it was your cousin. And I completely agree with that. I really, really, well, I know that spirit comes in your own voice. And the fact that you and your mom that day both thought, oh my God, that's her. Like that's not a coincidence. That was definitely her. So what a beautiful experience to have. And that's a beautiful story. So thank you for sharing that with us. And just to go back to your story and how you kind of went down this path of finding yourself, it's so similar to me as well, because it's like I did the same thing. I went to school, I did all the things that you were supposed to do. And then on that path, I was like, this just doesn't feel right. And I knew it the entire time. So you saying that you can feel it in your body? Yes, you can. I literally could feel that it wasn't for me. And I kept ignoring it because it was like it was what society wanted us to do, get the degree, go to get the job and all of the things. And then once you get all the things, you're like, I'm so fucking unhappy. And it's because you're not like feeding your soul what it actually wants and what it craves. So it's so powerful to have that awareness and to start taking your life into your own hands and not following, you know, what our parents want and what other people want for us. Cause I did the same thing. My parents weren't really involved in my development or anything. They didn't actually really believe in school so much. I was like, what's wrong with you guys? Like, don't you want me to go to school? But it was more like watching everyone around me. It was like all my friends and, you know, their families, like wanting them to go to school. And then I was just trying to like copy everyone else, even though like, ever since I was 15, I knew that I wanted to be creative and I knew that I didn't want to go down this linear path. I would think about the 9 to 5 and think, that's just not fucking me. That is just not me. I'm just never going to be wired that way. Yet I tried to like force myself to like conform into that little place that, you know, society wants to put you. It's funny as well, because I think people have this idea that you're supposed to be unhappy as an adult living your life. Like it's just work. You're supposed to hate work.
Yes, 110%. And now that I have my son, it's like such a wake up call. And I talk a lot to moms, and a lot of the things that they want to manifest is, I want to be the best mom. I know it's okay for me to be selfish, to take time for myself. And I'm like, I cringe when I hear that now, because I'm like, no, like it is not selfish for you to take time for yourself. Like think about your husband or your partner. They are off all the time. Like my husband's a farmer, so he's gone 90% of the time. He's barely with our son. And when I want to take an hour for myself, that is not selfish. That is needed, because if I'm not happy, let me tell you, nobody's going to be happy, because my energy that I'm giving off, they're going to attract that into their life too. And they're going to pick it up. And guess what? They're going to be miserable. They're going to be cranky. So you deserve that time. We need to get away from that mentality that women need to do everything for their children. No, you need to watch your children. They are the key to manifesting. Everything they're doing, they are manifesting. They are master manifestors. We can learn so much from them. Even when they're crying, a lot of people are like, oh, we don't want our child to cry because they should be happy all the time. But it's no, you are giving them a disservice when you try to take away that feeling from them. That feeling is in them for a reason. They need that feeling to learn to grow who they are. Allow them to cry. Allow them to scream and have those tantrums. And I'm not saying don't discipline your child either. Your child needs discipline because you also have to remember it's your energy. It's not just them. They have their own separate energy. They are manifesting for themselves. And you have your own energy too. So when they're having a tantrum and you don't like it and you're affecting your own energy, you're allowed to stop it. You're allowed to say something to them. That's okay. You are allowed to discipline. There isn't, and you also, you have to protect them. And a way of doing that is by standing your ground. And it's okay. I know a lot of moms there are some moms out there that don't want them to be sad. And so they try to give them everything, but you're doing them a huge disservice by doing that. You are taking away from their experience to feel. And that's a lot of us growing up have been told, don't feel. You're not allowed to cry. You're not allowed to have this emotion. You're not allowed to be mad. So we bottle it up inside and then some days it fucking explodes. So this is why you want your child to have those feelings. I know it can be messy at first and it's in your face and you're like, oh my God, how do I handle this? But just remember to take a breath, take a few breaths and teach your child to breathe. Because often when they're having that moment of tantrum or anger or crying, is they're stressed and they're holding their body really tight. And they're not breathing. And when we do that, we, even ourselves, not just our children, when we get really tight and stressed, we stop the oxygen getting from our brain and allowing ourselves to, one, think properly, and two, allow ourselves to open up freely and feel the emotion that's coming in. You need to feel these emotions. You should not suppress them. Let them come in and let your child have that feeling too. This, honestly, just observe your children. And I'm grateful that I came through manifestation just before I had my son, because I don't think I would have been aware of all this. And don't be upset with yourself if you haven't been aware of this either. You're learning. This is a learning curve. This is a learning curve for myself too. This is a learning curve for everybody, and especially what we're going through this past year and a half. Everything's new. So even with your children is new. But get excited, because we always say our children are our future. And you know what? We were that person one time. We were children. We were the children of the future. And we have that choice to make and make a change in their lives now. We get to cut the trauma. We get to move on past that. We get to heal it. We are in the best time ever, because there's so many people healing their trauma at this moment. And they're making a huge shift in the universe, which is so exciting. I know this year has been tough for a lot of people, myself included, but this is coming in a good way. It is. I know it's hard to see. I feel like I'm all over the place with this answer, but it's hard to see because we're in it. But I'm telling you, we are transitioning. We are turning into butterflies. Things are changing, and we get to be the start of that, and our children get to finish it. And then their children get to change it too. And it's going to be amazing. We're going back in time to this moment where on earth, it's going to be peace. It's going to be love. It's going to be joy. People are focusing on the things they need to heal rather than pointing fingers and being the victim and realizing that they are amazing human beings with the mistakes, with the failures. It does not matter. We just put that condition on ourselves. So I'm going back to our children. Just watch them, because they have between 0 and 7. They don't care. They don't have any of those conditions. They just love everything. Even when it hurts, they still love it. I'm sorry. I feel like I rambled with that and went all over the place.
No, that's so powerful. That's so powerful. And it would be so amazing to have a mum like you to be so conscious of that. And I love also that you mentioned, you know, it's okay to have room for mistake. You know, we can only do the best that we can with the tools that we have. So it's beautiful to have this knowledge and this background, and you know kind of what you need, and you can give that to your child, but also looking at your child as this pure soul, right? We can learn so much in that. So I love that you said that they're like master manifestors. They really are just like this pure ball of light that we can just learn so much from. So what a gift. And literally when you were saying this is like such an exciting time to be here and an exciting time to be alive because of how we're all transitioning, I literally got goosebumps all over me. I was like, yes, I can feel it because it's so true. And yes, it has been a difficult time for many. I mean, there's been lots that people have gone through, of course, right? But I've said this from the start with my own personal experience, I wouldn't be here today without COVID having actually hit. I genuinely don't think I would be sitting here today doing what I'm doing. I don't even know if I would be here today because that's how bad it got for me. So it's like, I don't know. It's like you can look at it in so many different ways. So I completely resonate with everything that you're saying. I'm going to bring it back to manifesting. So I would love to know the science behind manifesting. We've spoken about it a little bit on the podcast, but let's get into the science behind manifesting if we can kind of make it more groundable for people to digest.
Oh, for sure. Okay. So I'm going to try my best with this. Usually I have like a video that I like to show people so they can kind of grasp the idea. But I want to talk about quantum physics for a quick second here, which if you asked me in high school about quantum physics, I'd be like, that's just craziness. And like, don't understand anything about science. Like, let's move on. But since I got into the world of manifestation, I'm like obsessed with it. So for anybody that's listening, I highly recommend like just Googling quantum physics and manifestation. You are going to dive deep and you're going to be like, oh my God, I love this so much. So check that out for sure. But quantum physics, the one experiment that I want to talk about is the slit theory. Have you heard of this before? Okay, so this is pretty cool. And I'm going to hopefully try to explain it perfectly. And it's hard if without visualizations, but so basically what scientists did, they had particles, and what they did was they threw these particles through these two slits. So you can imagine there was one wall and then there's another wall with two slits in it. So they took these particles, these small little energy particles, and decided to throw them through, shoot them through these doorways, these splits in this wall. And what they thought was going to happen was it was going to land on the off of the wall, go through these doors and land on the other wall exactly where the doors were. But what they saw after they tested it was the particles were all over the wall, this one closed wall. And they're like, how does that make any sense? It should just go straight across through this door right on the other wall. And then they decided to try it again, but this time they closed one of the doors, one of the slits, and just threw it through one slit. And what happened, what they saw after, and they weren't looking as they were shooting these particles through, so what they saw afterwards was that these particles, again, were all over the wall. They were everywhere where they imagined that it was going to go through the slit and hit the back of that wall right where the door was, through that slit. So they thought, okay, you know what? This time we're going to watch what these particles do because they are all over the place. So we're going to watch as we throw it this time. So this time, as they watched the particle go through, it landed where the door was, exactly where they threw it, where they originally thought was what was going to happen. But it happened like that because they are the observers. They believed, they had the certainty, and that's what they were going to observe. And that's what happened. So you are the observer of your reality. You are the creator of your reality. This is what quantum physics was telling us, is that your thoughts, your beliefs, and your certainty is what creates your reality. So meaning the observation affects our results. Whatever we want to observe, we affect the results. Even the smallest particles, it basically says it has a consciousness. Basically, the particles get to decide where they want to go. So those first two throws through the doors that were open and the scientists weren't looking at, the particles decided they were just going to go wherever they wanted on the wall. But when the scientists decided to watch it, it made the consciousness of this particle go where the observer, the scientist, decided they wanted to see it. They all have forms of awareness, these particles. They act as if they have their own mind, which is your own mind. So you create these particles because everything is energy. Everything is a particle. That this thing, this chair that we're sitting in, this has particles. This is energy. And we get to manipulate it with our mind, our thoughts, our the way we speak, the words, our feelings. We attract that into our life because that's an energy form. Everything is energy. And it's really, when you can grasp the idea that everything is energy, your life begins to shift. Because then you realize like your thoughts, the words that you speak is what's controlling your reality, which is a vibration, and everything in it is a vibration, and you get to attract it. When you think in terms of vibration, energy, frequencies, your mind, one, is blown, and two, you're like, wow, I can literally put everything into my life that I want it to be. You just have to have that belief, that certainty, that trust, and that faith. And when you have that, watch the magic happen. Yeah.
That is so, so, so cool. Thank you for explaining that. It's a hard concept to grasp. I have learned about quantum physics, but it can be really hard to explain. But you did a really good job in explaining that. So that is so, so, so interesting. I really have been playing around with manifesting. When I kind of got into the spiritual world, for me, it started off with the manifesting and I was like, woo, that's so cool. We can do this. So I tried to like play around with it. And then I realized, oh shit, I've got all this work to do. So then I went on this like intense journey of like healing. And now I'm back at the place where I'm like, actually, I want to start to manifest a little bit now. How can I play around? So I actually started with lemons again. I don't know if you saw my story, but I was manifesting lemons. I was just like, you know what, universe, I want some free lemons. And then we went on a walk. I went on a walk with my partner like a week later. And then there was just this house sitting. Sorry, I didn't explain that properly. There was this house and on top of their letterbox, they had a bucket that literally wrote free lemons. And I saw it on the walk. I put it on my story and I was like, what the? This is so cool.
I saw that. I saw your story and I was like so excited because I only saw like with the free lemons on at the house, but I thought that was so amazing. And I love that you picked something not so specific, you know, not so specific or something that you would truly, really want to desire, because that builds your belief system. When you pick something kind of out of the norm and it shows up, you're like, oh my God. Okay. Yes. Like how often do people put out free lemons? Probably not very often, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. I've never seen it before. So my partner was like, I've seen that before. I was like, shut up. No, you haven't.
They're always like that, eh? The partners are always skeptical. It's mm-hmm. so funny because I remember when I first started experimenting with manifestation too, I was reading a bunch of books and it was whatever your mind focuses on, that's what you'll see. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to try this too. And I was like, I'm going to try to manifest seeing a bright green car. And I was like, I never see green, bright green cars, whatever. That's what I'm going to do. So I said it first thing in the morning because I had read the book the night before I went to bed. And I said it first thing in the morning, like, I'm going to see a bright green car today. And I'm driving to work. I take the same route every single day and I pass the same houses. And then that morning I passed the same house I always do. And there was a bright freaking green car in her driveway. And I was like, what? Like that fast that it happened. And it happened so fast because I had no doubt and I wasn't really drawing attention to it. I wasn't really thinking about it. I was just like, yeah, I'm going to see a bright green car today. And there it was because I had no resistance to it. I had no doubt. I just believed like, yeah, it's going to happen. And there it was. When you let go of that resistance, you can manifest so quickly, so quickly. Yeah.
It's crazy because I think with manifestation, like, people don't realize how important it is to detach, like that part of actually detaching from the desire. That's why it's so hard, or that's why people find it so hard to actually attract the big things like the career, the house, the car, whatever it might be for you. And it's because they put so much value and importance to that thing. And it's really like, that's why you can really attract the lemons or the car, because it doesn't mean anything if it doesn't show up. It doesn't change anything about your self-worth. So I want to dive deeper into that, because I think a lot of people sit there and be like, I've tried manifesting and it doesn't work for me. And I would love to know, like, what do you say to that person?
I love that, because one, I love telling people, I'm like, you're doing it all the time. Like every day, every moment that you are breathing, you are manifesting. You can't do it wrong because you're doing it all the time. The only thing that I would say is like, you're doing it wrong would be you're focusing on the wrong thing. A lot of us, even myself included, when I first started manifesting, I would write in my journal, be like, I am no longer in debt. I no longer date shitty guys. And what did I keep attracting? Shitty guys and lots more debt. It's because we're focusing on the wrong thing. We need to reframe our words, reframe our feeling around it. So instead of saying, I'm no longer in debt, I say, I'm financially free. And instead of saying, I no longer date shitty guys, I say, I'm in a loving, committed relationship. I focus on the actual things that I want, not so much the things that I don't want. Debt, I don't want debt. And the thing is too, the universe doesn't know positive or negative. It only knows neutral. So it doesn't know that debt is bad to you. It believes that because you're focusing on debt, that you want more debt. So it's like, okay, you know, Alexa's saying she doesn't want debt, but she wants debt because she keeps saying debt, debt, debt. Here's some more bills. Here's your car breaking down. Here's someone stealing your wallet, you know? It brings you events and circumstances that you're focusing on. So when people say, I'm not doing it right, I don't want you to believe that you're not doing it right or you're doing it wrong, because you're not. It's just you're focusing on the wrong thing. You need to focus on the positive things and also realize the feeling, because often some people are like, well, I said I want to manifest $10,000 and it hasn't showed up. I'm not talking about the lack of things. Why isn't it showing up? It's because it's your feeling around that thing too. If you're trying to manifest $10,000, but you're basically homeless, or like you struggle paying your bills, that feeling around the $10,000 probably isn't believable to you. You probably don't believe in it. And so you feel the lack of it. And that, your emotions, your feeling, is the key to manifesting. When you feel that lack, that's an indicator right there that you are blocking yourself from your desires. You are struggling. You are pushing it away. You are cock blocking your desire. You're cock blocking that $10,000. When you realize that, when you feel it, that's your biggest indicator right there. So know that you're never doing it wrong. You just have to feel what's coming in when you're talking about your desire. Do you feel excited about it? Or do you feel lack? Or do you feel worried? Do you feel stressed? Because if you do, then that's your indicator right there that you just need to reframe your thoughts, flip them, and feel something a little bit more exciting. And it's just a small step. Don't try to go for something if you're like in millions of dollars in debt and be like, I'm going to manifest $1 million. It's probably not believable and it feels very uncomfortable. So start something small, like I'm going to manifest $5 or I'm going to manifest a free coffee. When you do this, it builds your belief system, which will allow you to increase your manifestations or make them larger or something. You know, we put that condition on like things are really hard, like money is really hard to manifest. So start off small and build your way up the ladder of believability.
It's so true. I love everything you just said. So thank you for touching on that, because it really does go back down to our belief system and what we believe is possible. So again, like the power gets put back into your own hand, which is so powerful, because you're like, wow, I could just shift what I believe in. And then, you know, I could really create anything I wanted out of my universe and out of my experience here, which is just so powerful. I actually really like learning about your approach to manifesting. I think you have a really approachable way of kind of doing it, and it's more of like a way of life, and you really incorporate the mind, the spirit, and the body in actually manifesting, which I think is really powerful. Because I think the very first time we spoke, you said that you were also like a movement coach, right? You said, and I was like, whoa, that's so cool. What is that? And I think it's so powerful. So can we get into that and what that looks like?
Yes, for sure. Awesome. Okay. So what, like, I focus on the typical manifestation, but I also use your body, because if you, one is out of whack, they're all out of whack, your mind, body, and soul. Like, you have to focus on all three. And that, when I say you have to focus on all three, I am sure lots of people think like, oh my God, how am I going to do all three? Like, I'm such a busy mom, or I'm a busy person, or I'm a busy woman doing my business and working 9 to 5. Like, how can I focus on three? I want you to know, it's like with manifestation, it's all just small, tiny, little, simple things, but we blow it out of proportion. So when I say work on your mind, just something small. When I work on your soul, just something small. When it's on your body, just something small. And when it comes to movement, what I love to do is, because a big part of manifestation is your mind, is your brain. Your brain, your mind controls everything. Your thoughts, the words that come out of your mouth, the things that you hear, it all is connected to your brain. And so why I like to add in movement is because often we have limiting beliefs that we've had forever, since we were young children. Okay. So for me, it was, I'm stupid. Like, that's something I heard all the time. And I believed it, like, I can never be successful because I'm stupid. So what I like to do when I hear the word stupid from people, or if someone calls me stupid, it's a huge trigger. And I get really tense, and I get angry, and I get worried, and I get stressed, and my body starts to shut down. Like, I get really, like, I clench my body, I can feel it in my body. So when I hear that word, that's a trigger, and my body instantly shuts down. So what I do is, when I hear that, now I start to move my body, because I'm trying to train my body to no longer get into that shutdown mode. I get up and I move. I put music on that makes me feel good, and I dance around. And most of the time I'll dance around in front of my mirror, because I'm trying to train my subconscious mind even more to see myself, so I can visualize my desire, visualize myself like successful. And I'll say my new affirmation of like, I am intelligent, I am successful, and I'll move my body, I'll dance. And when I do this, my brain is releasing these chemicals, releasing these hormones into my body to believe that it's true. So let me just go back a little bit so people can kind of have an experience of themselves. You can kind of think, I don't know if your viewers are younger, so maybe they didn't have chalkboards growing up, but you know, of like your teacher putting her nails on the chalkboard, like that scene in some movies, and they like scratch her nails down and it's like a piercing. You could feel your body like tensing up, right? Or like, think of a situation, something that someone might have said to you, or an embarrassing moment in time. Right now, think about it. Tell me how is your body feeling right now? Most likely, like, if it's an uncomfortable thing, your body's getting tight, you're tense, you're uncomfortable. That situation of like the nails on the chalkboard didn't physically happen. You didn't hear it right now. I didn't put my nails on the chalkboard and screech them down. You didn't feel it, but your body got into this tense mode, like as if it was happening, right? That's your brain releasing those chemicals, those hormones, saying like, oh my God, she's putting her fingers on it as if it's actually happening. So your brain and your body don't actually know when something is happening. It doesn't know the past. It doesn't know the present. It doesn't know the future. Okay. So you get to train your body as if something is happening right now. So that's why I get up and move, because I want to rewire your brain and your body to connect and believe that this situation is actually happening, that you're successful, that you're that millionaire, that you're that crazy, amazing mom that is able to balance her business and her children and her family life. Or I train your body and your mind to believe that you're that woman who is successful. Or I train your brain and your body to believe, I am super fit and I am healthy and I look fucking amazing. This is what I train your mind and your body to believe. it might not physically be in your reality in this moment, but your brain and body do not know that. And again, like I said before, everything is energy. Your thoughts, your movement, those are all different types of energy. And when you get into alignment with what you want, that's when you start attracting the things that you actually want. So I train your mind and your body to work together to rewire those old limiting beliefs to make new beliefs. And the way we do this is through movement, through dancing, through anything like yoga. You can exercise. These are all really great. But I pick something very simple, just dancing to your favorite song, 3 minutes, done. It's quick, it's easy, and you get to move on. And anytime a limiting belief comes in, I highly recommend putting on that music, look at yourself in the mirror, and say those new affirmations and just go to town. It feels fucking weird at first. Trust me, it's really uncomfortable because you are shedding your old self, but you're making a new butterfly come out of the cocoon. So just keep trying it. I highly recommend it.
That is so powerful. Thank you for sharing that. I'm going to definitely try that. It's such an interesting way to look at it, and it's so true. And I've never, ever tried that. So I'll definitely be giving that a go. But yeah, that's just so, so, so powerful. I actually had a thought when you were speaking, and I feel called to share it as well. When we were talking about limiting beliefs, I just got the download that, or the thought that believing that your manifestations are hard to get, or that manifesting is hard. Like, I love that you said that it was simple, that it doesn't have to be hard, that you can just say, like, it can be like a simple little task. It doesn't have to take up a lot of your time. And I think people make it this whole like elaborate thing. But going back to you even saying, it's like we're manifesting all the time through the words that we're using, through the things that we're doing, through the way that we're feeling and thinking. So I'm like, it's so, so, so true. So believing that you have to sit there for an hour and journal and visualize and do all these things every single day in order to get your manifestation, that's a form of resistance in itself. And that's a limiting belief as well. So it's kind of like we do it to ourselves. Mm-hmm. So I just felt like I needed to share that. What would you do, or what would you say to the person that really wants to detach from those like desires, those burning desires, you know, because obviously it's easy to detach from like a lemon and a car. So what would you say for the person that really wants to manifest that dream career, or the dream car, the dream house, the husband or the girlfriend, whatever? What would you say to that person?
For sure is be grateful. Be grateful for your desire. It's in your heart for a reason. It's in you. You thought it, it's yours. Just be grateful for it. Even though it's not in your physical reality, just because you thought it, it is yours. And it's coming to you, but you have to be grateful for it first. A lot of us forget that we should be appreciative for what we have right now. Anything that we have in our vicinity, anything that we have in our reality, we should be grateful for. Look, I know for myself, when I first started, I didn't even realize gratitude was a thing. I didn't even know, like, I was not appreciative the things that I had in my life. Even when I was super depressed and miserable, I had amazing things, but I couldn't see clearly and how grateful I truly am and like how blessed I was. You know, I lived in a house. I was living in my parents' basement, but I lived in a house. I had food on the table, had clothes on my back. I had a job. I had friends, but I couldn't see it at that moment because I was so depressed and I didn't know anything about gratitude and manifestation in those moments. But now that I do, I want to say, like, be grateful, even at your lowest point. That's when things started to shift for me, when I realized how grateful I was for my life. Every day that I got to wake up, even if it wasn't my dream job that I was working at, like, how amazing was that? I had a job. I had something putting money into my bank account so I can go out with my girlfriend, so I can travel, so I can go to the movies or go out for dinner or whatever, or put clothes on my back. I had money to go put gas in my car. You need to start being grateful right now for your desire. Don't wait until it shows up, because you're going to be waiting forever for it to show up, because it will never show up because you're not appreciative for it. You don't understand how gratitude works. And gratitude is the highest form of vibration. And the highest vibration is what attracts your desires. So start with gratitude every morning. I have a gratitude journal. I just write 3 or 5 things in there. Some days I feel pulled to write more and I do that. Other days I just say it to myself. when I was working, I would drive to work and the whole time I'd be looking around as I'm driving, like, I'm grateful for the trees. I'm grateful for my car. I'm grateful for that bird that just flew by my window. Like, I would just go to town and I wouldn't stop until I got to work. And you know what? My energy shifted. I started to feel good. I started to feel great just when I did that. And it's crazy when you start to realize like how much you have, like, I'm so grateful I can speak. You know, some people can't do that. I'm grateful I can hear. Some people cannot hear. Like, we take things for granted sometimes. And when you can just appreciate what you have right now, that's going to help you so much to get to your desire. It will help you let go of your desire and realize that you have so much. You have so much.
I feel that so deeply because I was in the same place as well. I had so much to be grateful for, yet I was so depressed and so unhappy that I didn't want to be here. And it was literally just that shift in practicing gratitude every single day that actually got me to change my vibration and actually change the way that I saw the world. So I really, really agree with that. And I love that you mentioned that because it's such an important thing to focus on. And I will just add as well, when you first start, if you're in this like really dark place, right? And you're really depressed and you're not feeling so good, it can be really hard to start this practice, but just force yourself at least three things every single day. And like, it could just be like a cup of coffee, could be that you had a warm bed to sleep in, or it could be, yeah, the fact that you get to walk or whatever. Like, it could be the smallest thing and it won't feel true. It won't feel true in the moment, but it's just the practice of doing it every single day, like an affirmation. So it's just that practice. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden something shifts and you're like, shit, I am actually so fucking grateful for this. I'm so grateful for this. I actually used to do the same thing going to work. I used to just repeat to myself everything that I loved and just the way that I would show up in general. More people wanted to be around me. More people wanted to be in my energy because I was shifting, it was a really, really nice thing to see. I actually work in a field where I actually do skin treatments and I ended up changing my vibration, changing everything that I felt grateful for. And then I just called in all these people that aligned to the vibration that I was at. Whereas like before I was attracting people that weren't in alignment to me and they were also really down and, you know, in this bad place. So it was just like this cycle. And that was a really cool thing to see as well.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I love hearing that. And it's so true. And another thing I have to say about letting go is this is aside from gratitude, but when you let go, you're believing 110% into the universe. You have trust in the universe. You believe in it. If you have 1% of doubt, then your desire is not going to come up. And there's no reason for you to fear that your desire is not going to show up because the universe always provides for you. And you just knowing that the universe always provides, there's no need to worry about it not showing up. It's going to show up. You have to have that certainty. You have to have that belief. If you don't have that belief, it's not going to show up. You're going to repel it. You're going to push it away. And this might take some time to really believe it. But that's why I always say, let's start something small. Manifest something small because then you can believe that you can start believing that you manifested that. You had that thought. Your lemons, they showed up. It's something small, right? You believed in that and you had that trust in the universe. And it's the same thing like with money. I know a lot of women want to manifest money. Trust, it's like the lemons. It's just going to show up and it will. And it will come in the most unexpected way and it will come in a way that you couldn't even imagine because the universe is infinite. There's a million different possibilities, infinite possibilities for these lemons to show up or the money to show up. You know, you can get an unexpected check in the mail. You can find the money on the ground. You can win the lottery. It could be a friend, or it may not come in the physical form of money, but someone might give you a gift, or it might come in multiple different ways, you know, at a time that it equals out to the amount that you wanted to manifest. So just because if you're trying to manifest $10,000 and you don't get that $10,000 check, doesn't mean it didn't show up. Maybe you got $5 here on the ground. Maybe you got an unexpected check in the mail for $100. Maybe your grandmother was like, here, sweetheart, here's $500 for your school or whatever it is. You know, it comes in so many different ways. It's so infinite. So you have to let go of the how and the when, because that's not your job. That's the universe's job. So if you're really struggling with letting go, just remember, how and when is not your job. It's what and why you want it is your job. And just focus on that. Like, get excited about what you want. Just focus on what you want in the sense of like, I'm excited. It's here. Know that you asked for it and it's going to be delivered. Just get excited. Don't focus on the rest. Don't focus on how's it going to show up? When's it going to show up? Because that's not your decision. That's the universe's decision. And it always shows up in the perfect divine timing.
You're so, so, so right. And you know, when you said that, I was really feeling like the universe, if you put expectation on the universe, or if you say, I want this desire to show up at this time and I want it to show up this way specifically, you limit the universe's ability to actually bring that into your life. So it's so important that you said that, because it's so important to actually just leave it open. Let it come to you however it needs to come to you. And you're so right. It's going to be perfect for you as long as you believe that it's going to be perfect for you and it's going to divinely show up when it's supposed to. So it's just so, so, so powerful. Before we finish up today, I would love to know, I love these stories. What's the craziest thing you've manifested?
Oh my goodness. What is the craziest thing I ever manifested? Well, I wouldn't say this is my craziest thing, but this would be my most recent thing. So this past year, my son, he was 4 months old. And at 4 months, babies aren't really exciting. They're not doing too much. And you're basically just holding them all day long. And as a new mom, I was feeling very frustrated. And most of my time was spent scrolling through social media, looking at all the things that were going on in the world. And my husband would come home and I'd be crying, like super depressed, like the world is coming to an end. And I wouldn't even be really focusing on my son and like, and enjoying the time with him. I was not in the present moment. I was focusing on all this stuff. And I thought to myself, and I told my husband, I was like, oh, I hate having my cell phone. Like, it just gets in my way. Like, I don't focus on our son. And I was feeling I had that crazy mom guilt. Anyways, one day I was walking to my sister-in-law's. This is in the middle of winter. This is in January. And it had just snowed the night before. And I was walking to my sister-in-law's and this snowplow started coming down our road. So I had to grab my dog and move over. And so it passed by us and whatever. And then I was walking, and then the plow had to come back the other direction, the side of the road I was on. So he came back, came across, whatever, I moved over. And then I finally got to my sister-in-law's and I went to go grab my phone and it was gone. And I was like, oh no, I dropped my phone. The snow plow went by. My phone's done. It's crushed. It's in the snow somewhere. I'm never going to find it. And I was kind of got really upset in my head, but then instantly I thought, no, this is the universe. It was listening to what I said. I wanted more time to be present with my son, and I hate my cell phone because I was on it looking at social media being miserable. So I knew for that second, I was like, oh my God, this was the universe. And so I told my sister-in-law and she's like, well, let's go check it. And as we were going to go check it, or she was leaving to go wherever and I was babysitting her kids, the plow went by again. Like literally in like the span of 15 minutes, which doesn't happen, it went by 3 times. And I was like, no, don't even bother looking for it. We're not going to find it. It'll show up when it's ready. And she's like, are you sure? I'm like, yeah, we'll wait. So I told all my friends this story and they're like, oh my God, I can't believe, like, you should go get a new phone. I was like, no, I'm not getting a new phone. It will pop up when it needs to. The universe has my back. It took 2 months. And my husband was walking down one day and he spotted it in the grass. The snow had melted at this point, covered in stones. It was in perfect condition, not a scratch, no damage. There was no water damage, nothing. And like it had rained and everything. It was in perfect condition. I plugged it in and it worked perfectly. And the moment he found it was the moment that I finally had that clarity of realization that I don't need to be on my phone 24/7 and I could be present with my son. And it was like perfect. Everybody doubted it. They're like, you're never going to find it. It's going to be broken. And that plow went by 3 times in the span of 15 minutes. I don't know how it didn't get crushed. I don't know how the stones didn't break the screen, the amount of times it went by. But it was, the universe was like, you asked me to get rid of your phone so you can be present in your son's life. And here you go. And that's exactly what happened. So me sharing this story, I just want people that are listening to be aware of what you're saying to the universe, like what you're putting out there. Because obviously I really didn't want to lose my phone. I didn't want to lose my phone. I wanted like my phone to be there and be intact. That's how I communicate with people. But the universe heard me say that and was like, okay, let me get rid of this phone for you. Bye, phone. And then when I was ready, the universe was like, okay, she's ready for this again. She's grown. She's up leveled. Here's your phone. And it was like in perfect condition. So I want people that are listening to be aware of what you're saying. And it might come in a form that you feel like is very uncomfortable. And you're like, why is this happening? One, you spoke it. You thought it. You felt it. That's why it's here. And then secondly, it's to help you up level. It's to get you to that next point in your life that you truly want to be. It's not to make your life difficult or make you uncomfortable. It's really to help you get to the next level in your life that you truly desire, whatever that is. It may be to start a family. It may be to get into that relationship. It may be to manifest that money or that business, the career, or your perfect body. So just know when you are going through some sort of uncomfortable position in your life, it's there to up level you. So I just wanted to share that with you.
That's so powerful. Oh my God, I can't believe that happened. That's insane. So you had this like certainty that it was going to show up and it did. That's an awesome story. When your husband said that he found it, were you even shocked? Because I remember when I was manifesting pretty hardcore at the start, I remember like I convinced myself there was a particular manifestation of I did for my dog, because my dog, I found a lump and they thought it was going to be cancerous. And I was like, that's actually not going to be my reality. I am literally, that's not happening. There were many reasons why I wasn't accepting that. So I was like, I went on this like manifesting journey and I was like, I need to do this for him. And I was like, I'm doing this. And I convinced myself that he was going to be fine, that it was benign. So when they did the surgery, they got the lump. I remember I was in a meditation and I received a call from the actual vet and I looked down at the number. I knew it was the vet. And I was like, I already know what he's going to tell me. Like I just convinced myself. I'm like, I already know that he's going to tell me that it's benign. And I went through the conversation already. So when I picked up the phone, I just waited for the news and he was like, oh, good news. It's benign. And I was like, thank you. I'm aware. I didn't even feel like I was excited. I was like, whoa. I was just like, I already know. So was it that sort of feeling?
Oh my God. It was the same exact feeling. I remember like everybody kept saying to me like, go get a new phone. You're never going to find it. You're never going to find it. And so when he came home, I was like, he showed it to me and I instantly said, I told you I manifested this. And he was like, oh yeah, whatever. No big deal. You know, my husband is so not into manifestation whatsoever. He does not believe in manifestation, even though I tell him all. I mean, he's slowly coming around because he sees me and what I do. But I have to say, he is like a master manifester and he doesn't even know what like he's doing, you know, like, and this is the thing, people don't need to know this stuff. They are doing it all the time and they just don't even realize it. And the thing is, he always gets what he wants. And he's always said this to me since we first started dating. Anytime he wanted something, he always, like, he'd always go, and sometimes I'm terrible. I'd be a party pooper and I'm like, no, you can't get this. Like, this was when we first started dating. And before I really got into manifestation, I'm like, no, you can't do that. And he's like, Alexa, I get what I want every time. And at first, when he used to say this to me, I'd be like, you are such an asshole. Like, no, you don't get what you want all the time. This was before my manifestation journey. So bear with me on here. But now I'm like, he's so right. He has so much confidence in himself and he has so much belief in what he's doing that he always, always gets what he wants. And it doesn't matter what people say to him. There are people that always doubt his capabilities and he always, always makes it happen. always. And it's without having to force things. He doesn't have to take that crazy action that a lot of people believe that you have to do, like action, action, action. That's the littlest last step of manifestation. It is not the important step. You have to have your clarity and believe that you're going to have it before you can do anything else. The action has to be aligned with your desire. If it doesn't feel good, don't take that action because you're not going to manifest it. And he always, every time, takes that aligned action and it always happens for him. Even our house that we're in now, we built this house and so many people doubted us. He's a farmer. He makes basically $2 an hour on paper. Like, he doesn't make much money. And I don't make much money as my job as a kindergarten teacher. I don't make any money. I basically make about 20, 30,000 on paper. So we don't make much money and we built our house. He was like, definite, like, no, Alexa, we're building our dream house. Like, this is happening. And I was like, you know, the realist in the moment, like, I don't think we can do this. Like, can we afford this? And we were living in this small house in our town. And we both wanted to be in the country, wanted to be close to our house. Here's another manifestation story for you guys. He wanted to be closer to his farm. And we live in the middle of nowhere now. And there's no houses on the road near his farm. There's like a couple, but everybody lives in them and they're there set. There was one house on his road, but there was tenants in there and we talked to them and they're like, we're never leaving. We're living here forever. So we were living in our small town and this other house came up for sale and it wasn't finished. And my husband's like, we're going to buy it. And I was like, he didn't even go look at the house. I went to go look at the house and I'm like, Huey, this is a lot of work. You're a farmer. You work 24/7. Like, how are we going to do this? And he loves to do everything himself. And he's like, oh, don't worry about it. I was like, I don't think we should do it. Let's close this door and just stay at our house and it'll eventually happen. And he was like, he came home that night. He's like, just to let you know, I put an offer in and it was accepted. I was like, what? We didn't discuss this. Like, yeah. I was like, okay, I guess we're doing this because he tells me he gets what he wants. So we bought the house, we started to fix it up. And then the house that we actually originally wanted to buy that was next door to the farm that these tenants lived in and said, we're never moving out, moved out of the house. And I was like, what? Are you kidding me? So we just bought this house and we started fixing it up. And he's like, we're buying this house. He called the lady that owned the house. He's like, we're buying your house. We want it. And she's like, okay, it came with some farmland, but she wanted to sever off. So it was going to take some time. So luckily we got to fix the other house in time and sell it. And we made a profit, a huge profit on it, which we did not think was going to happen. It was a small, tiny house, 2 bedrooms. Like, the location was far from everything. We made over $75,000 in profit in a year that we lived there and then started building this dream house. Yeah. And like, the tenants here were like, you're never moving here because we're going to live here forever. And then they decided to move out. Like, it was perfect, divine timing. Everything happened perfectly because the house that we bought, if we didn't sell it, we wouldn't have been able to build this house. So it happened perfectly that those tenants said, we're never moving out. So we're like, well, we want to be in the country. So we bought another house and rented out our other house. So everything happens in divine timing, even though it may not make sense for you in that moment and it might feel frustrating, just know everything happens in perfect time. Like, we were looking at it at the beginning and we're like, we're never going to move into this house. We're never going to move into this house because someone lives there and they said they're never moving out. And then we bought that house and we were able to make a profit on it and then be able to build this house that we're in now. We tore down that house that tenant was living in and we rebuilt to our own. Like, that would have never been able to happen if it was on our 2 salaries. We would have never been able to do that, but the universe worked it out perfectly for us. Like, I could have never imagined this. This was all the universe. So just know everything comes in divine timing, 110%.
That's a beautiful story. Yeah, that's incredible. I can't believe that. That's an awesome manifestation story. Wow. Yes. the universe really does just work it out for you. Like, that is a perfect example of how the universe is like, hey guys, you can't really do this right now, but what I can do for you is go in this direction, and then it'll all work itself out. So that's awesome. Thank you for sharing that. It's actually reminding me of what I used to say. We have a house next door that I love. I love the outside of it. It's just like a perfect little house. And I would joke with my partner every walk we would go on, and it was purely just a joke because we have no interest in buying a house at the moment. So I would be like, they're going to sell their house and I'm going to buy it. They're going to sell their house. They're going to sell their house. And they literally, like, they sold their house. It was like up for sale. And I remember my partner just like running to me, like literally nearly falling over because he saw it on real estate. And he was like, look, because we thought that they would never, ever get rid of it because they just take so, like, they're so cautious with it. They take so much care of it. They put so much pride into it. So I didn't think that they would ever get rid of it. So it was really fun.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. It was really funny. And actually, even more funny, it literally sold for 555 exactly. And I was like, what does that mean? Yeah.
Oh my God. So
I was like, yeah. Anyway, thank you so, so, so much. That was so good. I loved having that chat with you. I learned so much, and I just love talking about the law of attraction because it really just is such a powerful tool that we all have. And I think, you know, your work in the law of attraction is just, it's so beautiful that you get to teach people how to actually work with it and utilize it. And you have such a beautiful approach with it. So thank you, thank you, thank you for spending the time to educate us all on the law of attraction. I was going to say, I literally saw an orb behind you, by the way, like literally, like just an orb behind you. It was the craziest thing. Like, all these weird things kept happening with the thing. And I was just like, that's a little orb behind her. And then it went away really fast. So that was cool.
Oh my goodness. I love that. I love hearing that story. And I just want to say thank you so much for having me on here. I really appreciate it. And I'm just so excited that you gave me this opportunity. And I love that you just saw an orb there, because I feel like that's really good signs. And I love what you're sharing with the universe. I want you to know that, like, your light is needed here, and it's so beautiful and bright. And I'm excited to even learn from you. I know you and I have chatted a little bit through Messenger, and it's like what you've taught me already just through those few little voice messages have been amazing. Like, I know you told me that you talk to your spirit guides, and that's something that I've really loved to do. And a few times lately, some things have been happening and I'm like, oh my goodness, it's happening. I'm speaking to my spirit guides. They're talking to me. So thank you for teaching me that, and keep sharing that with the world, because it is amazing and everybody has that gift. So I'm so happy that you were able to teach me and share that with me and share that with the world. So I want to say thank you for that.
Oh, thank you so much. That honestly means so, so, so much to me. And I'm so glad that you are communicating with your guides, because yes, we have spoken a little bit. So I'm glad that I could be of help in that area. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Before I close up for today, I would love if you could tell everyone where they could find you, where they can connect with you, and maybe join you in courses that you offer. I'll have this all linked in the show notes below as well. Sorry.
Perfect. Perfect. No, that's good. People can follow me on Instagram at Alexa Winky. So it's AlexaWinkie. Or they can join my free manifestation Facebook group. It's called the Manifestation Tribe. So they can add themselves there. I do weekly live trainings. I share any insight. And if people have questions, like, DM me. I am an open book. I love sharing this with everybody. I think more and more people need to learn about manifestation and their mindset and how they create the reality. So if people have questions, please, please DM me. I would love to help you. And if you're just starting your journey, I would love to help you get you started. Or if even if you're an expert in it, like, DM me. I love to chat about it even more and get other people's insights. So yes, thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And I'm going to have that all linked in the show notes below. So thank you again. I hope that you have a lovely night, have a lovely night's sleep, because it's nighttime over there now. And I'm sure that we'll stay connected through Instagram.
Yes, for sure. Thank you again.
If you enjoyed today's episode and you feel inspired to rate and review the podcast in iTunes, it would mean the world to me. Also, if you are wanting to connect with me on a more intimate platform, you can find me on Instagram at Closeted Soul. I would love to hear from you. Finally, you can learn a little bit more about me and this space just by visiting my website at www.closetedsoul.com.